happy Friday night. Welcome. We're doing it. You're doing it. I'm not really. You're the ones doing it. And it's, I just realized people are saying it's Kevin Brennan's birthday, 65 officially today. So happy birthday, Kevin Brennan. You finally made it to 65. A lot of people don't think I'll ever live to 65. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to. If I can get through this next week without any more problems. It turns out we misprinted all the badges. I just got the badges yesterday. They're all misprinted. They all say back to the sack. And then they say 2024. So I don't know if we can go to some badge company and get those redone in time. They're all misprinted. Everything's falling apart. Aaron's right. Everyone canceled. I'm kidding, of course. It's going to be awesome. The badges are fine. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? What are we, Chad? I'm busy stuffing them into little clear badge holders. I'm cutting them out. My whole kitchen table is just covered in scraps of me cutting off the white borders from my inkjet printed badges. JK, we spend quality money on quality products. And you're going to want to collect all the badges, you know, for Hackamania. You're going to have every year, you're going to have a new badge for that old badge. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Anyway, thank you to all the April superstars. We do have an EP tonight. It is Tiff. Tiff, who's not coming to Hackamania. I'm trying to talk her into coming to Hackamania. She ignores me. I'm all up in her DMs. Like, come on. Come on. I'll save you a seat at the High Roller dinner right next to me. Tiff and me together eating steaks. Eating them steaks. Anyway, we're excited. It's a week out. There's a lot going on. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. In so many ways, the event is streamlined. I know what not to spend time on. I know what to spend time on. And yet, you know, when it gets a week out, it's crunch time. It's crunch time. I got an email just a few minutes ago from a guy. He's like, hey, I bought the live stream. And you should buy the live stream. Hackamania.com. Support the event. Even if you can't come out, that would be great. We'd love to have you coming out. But if you can't, of course, you can buy the live stream and support us from afar. Ain't no thing but a chicken wire. And we'd love to have you either virtually or in person at Hackamania. The tickets are always like the 2 weeks before the event, the ticket sales start going up. There's a lull. There's always like a lull. Like about a month and a half out. From like 3 months to 2.5 months out, there's like just a drip of tickets being bought, and then, you know, the FOMO starts setting into people, and now, a couple weeks out, the tickets start coming. I hope we have enough badges. I hope we have enough badges. Maybe not everybody will get a badge. You know what I think I'm going to do, too? I think I'm going to throw some casino chips randomly. So this year, it's going to be a lot easier. When you come with your ticket and your ID, Leah will just have to grab an envelope with your name on it. It'll have your badge inside. You're good to go. We won't be struggling at the door. You know, we've learned a lot of tips from last year. I think I'm going to like throw some casino chips randomly into envelopes just to get the party started. So you can head over to the craps table or the blackjack table or the poker. There's no poker, but you know what I mean. We're going to give away some random giveaways, I think, in the envelopes. Some $25, some $100 chips. We'll just throw them in there. We'll just make it fun. We'll get the party started right. Just a reminder, at Hackamania.com, you can sign up for the butter eating contest. I think we have 6 competitors for the butter eating contest. I really thought people would be into this. It seems like people don't want to just gulp down a stick of butter. The majority of the people doing it, I think, are women, which is incredible. I mean, who's not going to want to see a woman wrap her lips around a creamy stick of salted butter? We've decided to go salted on the butter. Maybe we should have options. Maybe we should give people the choice. You know, some people might be watching their sodium or something. I like Spurg Snake's idea in the chat. What, next year we'll do a bottle of ranch drinking contest. Let's just see how disgusting and obese we can make this event. You know what I mean? Let's just see how gross and ratchet we can make it. Next year, I just bring a case of Hidden Valley Ranch, and we just have everybody guzzle down bottles of ranch. Bottles of ranch. No, it's we're doing salted butter. We got to make it fair. And I think it'll just have more flavor. You're going to want a little bit of something. Ranch must come with fries. If that's how you do it, Beard Meets Food, if that's how you got to do it, we got to thank the 131 memberships that came in before the show. This is insane. Lives in the single wide, became a YouTube member. Thank you very much. JJ gifting a membership. Tony Hot Fingers is here. Rando Report. Cream Jeans gifting 50 membership. Forgot to pot that up. Waiver gifting a membership. I can't even, you know, Cream Jeans. What are we doing here? Somebody, is it payday? Somebody's doing well, right? 50 memberships for Crom Jones. Sweaty Tryhard gifting 5 memberships. Mistress Meg, who was our EP the other day, also throwing in 10 memberships. We appreciate that. Slicks 96.
I've made a huge mistake.
Gifting 20 gifted memberships. This is fucking wild over here. Dr. Phoebs 9, thank you for becoming a member. MWB Enterprises gifting a membership. DK throwing 20.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Gifted memberships. I don't think DK is coming to Hackamania. This guy just likes to be a fan from afar. I met him one time. He shook my hand and he disappeared. And I've never seen him since. He's just not a, you know, just a beta fan. Just kind of a beta fan, I guess. Can't make it out to Vegas. Too busy on his tuna boat. You know what we're going to do? We're going to organize a fishing expedition on DK's boat up in the Northeast. Where are you? Like Boston area, you said? We should sell tickets one day. We all go out on a fishing expedition. Just the ballers. Just the ballers. We go out on a fishing expedition. Scooter G.
We got a fish lunch.
With 20 gifted memberships. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for all these memberships. DK says, just bought more Bitcoin and more stock in Super Tips. I'm not just investing in that, but that pesky little Kiwi. You're investing in Moody. You're investing in Moody. Just to clear the record, it's not a publicly traded company. It's not a publicly traded company, so you cannot invest in Super Chip. Super, what is it? I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. We haven't announced a new company name, you know, with the merger with our new co-founders that actually did invest in Super Tits, but wait till you hear what we're calling the company. It's going to be insane. Coach Ryebread says, you're no good. Thank you very much. FKA the Ghetto Basement gifting 5. Nobody likes onions. Memberships. Tim Bullinger, who I believe is a Hackamania VIP, getting 10 memberships. Mycroft throwing in 20 fucking memberships.
Yolo!
I mean, we're up to 168. We could set a record tonight. If this keeps up, we could set a record tonight. I got to write all these names down. Jesus Christ. Tim Bullinger and Mycroft and... And let me do that one while we're at it. And let me do that one while we're at it. EFS gifting 10 memberships. Very, very good. Very, very cool. The train don't stop. The train don't stop. James Baumert gifting 10 memberships as well. Jesus fucking Christ.
Kids are stupid.
Thank you very much. Sambi, I'm not advertising your snipe stream of Hackamania. Sorry. Tommy from Rhode Island, member from 16. Shocker. Anyone who hates the event can go watch the snipe stream. It's not like I can't. People who hate me are going to do things. Oh, no. Oh, no. What can I do? Lucky for us, we do have supporters of the program, and we'll make money from that. I can't stop a bunch of losers who want to get around and who probably weren't going to buy the thing anyway. So I can't help. But at least one of you have to buy it, so that's great. KJ! I didn't know you could play that back-to-back. I didn't know you could fucking play that. Back to back. Thank you very much, KJ and Riles, gifting 10 memberships. Jesus Christ. It's just nonstop. It's just nonstop. Thank you very much. I can't thank you enough for the support. That's 200 and... Oh, it's still counting up. Hold on. Sketty Tooth John, member for 25 months. Don't forget to bring your Big Sauce charcuterie board to go with the charcuterie fridge. We're not going to have actual charcuteries. We're not going to have... We are going to keep the butter in the fridge until the beginning of NLO. I think that'll be nice because you don't want, you know, it's a balance in a butter eating contest. You don't want like hard butter because that'll be harder to chew, but you also don't want like soft butter that's just going to like melt in your hand. I think it's going to be a thing to get the consistency just right. So I think the butter eating contest will be the culmination of the NLO show. So I think we take the butter out of the fridge. Like before NLO starts, we're going to pile it on the table. It'll be like a big butter display. And then you'll all be able to get the butter and do that. Drive-by gifting 20. What's going on? What's going on? This is getting insane. 226 gifted membership. So Thorough Joe Burrow says, melt the butter down and make them drink it. Maybe. Maybe we do that. You can do that. You can bring your own microwave. You can bring your own microwave. I don't really care. Stuttering John's Fingernails, member for 16 months. Will there be charging stations for all the rascal scooters? Hackamania. No, Bentley can walk now. I think Jason Bentley can walk now, so he doesn't need his rascal scooter. Thank you guys so much. Oh, God, it's still coming? It's still coming. Tommy from Rhode Island. I hate new months because everybody just starts jumping in to get on the list early, and we appreciate you. Tommy from Rhode Island. So we got our April people we'll be doing through next week, and then we'll switch over to the May people after Hackamania. We can't thank you enough for all your... And Riles, what's going on? Again, I think people got paid today or something. I think people got paid or something. Thank you so much, Riles.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you. That's going to be 246. Is it done counting? The counter lags. The counter lags. 246 is what I'm showing for gifted memberships. Kiefer Sutherland trying to get me to play this song every week. Keep trying, I guess. Keep trying, I guess. It could happen. Tickle Me Tukey with 69 dollarinos. Says, I've been deep in your archives watching old shows, old or new, you put on a great show. Thank you very much. A lot of people, you know, I get made fun of when we had 50 viewers, when we had 30 viewers, when we had 70 viewers. But guess what? The shows are still good. The shows are still good. You go back in the archives, you'll enjoy them. It doesn't matter who we're talking about. Despite Steel Toe thinking he's box office. I can't. Ewa, thank you for the $50. Come on, people waiting here. Hello and good night. Oh, yeah, because poor Ewa's in the UK. Where are you at in the UK, Ewa? Next time I'm over there, I'd love to meet up and buy you a supper. Buy you a delicious Sunday roast. It has to be a UK meal. Anyway, thank you very much, Ewa. Thank you, Waver, for the super sticker. Thank you for the $50 FKA, the ghetto basement.
Bumbawe Atuna.
I feel like I got to play this three times.
Bumbawe Atuna.
We got to check in on Godfrey. It's been a minute, right? It's been a minute. We're going to have to check in on God.
Bumbawe Atuna.
Godfrey. Clifford, thank you for the $50 as well. Butter me up, big sauce. Coming for that prize money. Yes, we're going to give $250 to the winner of the butter eating contest. We will be paying you in casino chips. So I hope you're ready to lose it all immediately. And anybody who finishes the stick of butter will also give you a cash prize as well. If you can finish the stick of butter, we'll make it worth your while. We'll throw you a little something, something, you know?
I too wish to invest in Supertits.
I too. Hold on, what is it?
I too wish to invest in Supertits.
Supertits. Robert Merritt says, rest in peace, Simply Sarah. Yes, yes, yes. It's very sad that we're never going to get to watch another Simply Sarah video. It's very, very sad. Rest in peace. Bless her heart. How old do you think she was? It's hard to tell with fats, isn't it? It's hard to tell. I have to guess she was late 30s or early 40s. You know, but when you just like literally when your whole life, you know, there's something to say about being a YouTuber that just makes fat videos where you make like literally everything out of like caramel and butter. It's like, well, I mean, that's probably not. It's one thing to like eat unhealthy in your personal life. It's another thing to like use your job as a crutch for your fatness. These mukbang people like, hey, like Richard Leland Neal is a great example. Anonymous says the new Richard Leland Neal video is truly horrifying. A must watch. Rip headphone listeners. Oh no. Is it flies? Is it flies? Oh boy. Oh boy. Little Emmy said she was 45. She was 45. But that's what Richard Leland Neal does. You know, he's constantly pouring himself these frosty mugs of sugary drinks. And then he's just like, hey, man, I got to drink this. I got to drink this because I'm a food blogger. What am I going to do? I'm a food blogger. Maybe tonight we'll check out. Didn't he say he had six channels? Richard Leland Neal says he has six different YouTube channels. So at some point, I'd like to explore the other ones. Like, what does he have? A travel channel? Does he have one where he wrenches on his car? What are the other channels? What are the other channels? G-Rob wants to know if Simply Sarah died from fatness. I mean, I don't know if it says that on the death certificate. It might not say that on my death certificate. If I get hit by a car, you know, I'm sure my autopsy or my cause of death will be like, you know, blunt trauma from a vehicle, but you can just kind of attribute everything to fatness. You can just say, well, he couldn't move out of the way quick enough. So Melton died of fat. Melton died of fat. I think that's a good, I think that's probably a good way to go. They probably pre-filled out my death certificate. It's probably sitting there waiting, you know, like down at the morgue, they have like a death pool where they just assume it's coming like any minute now. Thank you very much. I do see the Hackamania tickets coming in while I speak. More purchases being made. It's exciting, man. It's getting real. It really is getting real. I the stress of it gets to me because there's so many moving pieces. There's so many little things to get right and to make sure are in place. And so I am like, that's why shows have been very sporadic and sparse. Two SP words. Shout out to SP. This week and next week, Moody will be here. So I imagine he'll force me to calm down and come in here. We'll do some shows because I know you guys like having in-studio smug when Moody is in town. And we'll be doing shows at least probably Tuesday and Wednesday. Those are the days he'll be here, I believe. And then after Wednesday, it's probably going to be radio silent. It's probably going to be radio silent. But if you buy the Hackamania stream, you'll get more content than your head can imagine. And I do want to announce, because this has been, I haven't been clearing this up. We'll talk about the Hackamania stream in a minute. Tim Bollinger says, will there be extra sticks of butter in case I want seconds? Yeah, I figure Vito will want to eat some. We'll hand out. We'll cut little pats of butter and we'll walk around with little sample trays for the audience so you can bite on it and make sure it's real butter. No tricks. We're not going to be doing any special effects tricks. Actually, I cannot promise that because there is some stuff planned. Sketty Tooth John with $5 says, so now do all these members who were gifted memberships need to pay it for? They do. They do. That's a good point. 256 of you who are gifted a membership tonight need to gift memberships to make it right. Just make it right, man. Make it right. Just Jules says, all pray for Burnham Square or no May NLO donos. What's Burnham Square? Bo Burnham? I don't know what's happening anymore. Jucktober Junkie, thank you very much. Jucktober Junkie. This is the first time you've been on our list. I don't ever remember writing those words down, and I think I would know. I think I would know. Citizen Doom. Citizen M loves Patrick, and the world loves Pat, too. King Melton. I'm not a king. You know what I'm trying to do? For last minute little details, we want to crown a Hackamania king and queen at the event. I think that's going to be part of my show. We're going to crown Hackamania king and queen. I just don't know if I'll have enough time to work on the tiaras and the crowns. And then I got to get my puff paint outs and draw a Hackamania logo on them. It's going to be a thing, but we will have a Hackamania king and queen. I think that'll be sweet because we should recognize the people. We really need to recognize the people. Riles, member for 22 months. 22 months, I need my head examined. This is the greatest show and the greatest chat. Thank you very much. We agree. And Stephen Bravo, I second that. It's good. It's good when people second things around here. Chip Galloway says, is the VIP booth seating first come, first serve? Yes. Yes, just like last year. There's two main sections of the showroom area where you can sit. And if you don't have a VIP badge, do not go up to the booths. They ain't for you. But like last year, I think we'll have a lot of the VIPs just mixing and mingling and moving around. You know, these events, and even better this year, like the bar area, and there's a section off the bar area with like a pool table, maybe two pool tables. I can't even remember. But it's all in one showroom. So you'll be able to watch and listen to the show while you're not seated, in the room. It's great. You can check it out online, the Sand Dollar, at the Plaza, gorgeous venue. And they've just been awesome to work with, so much more responsive and, cooperative. And I got another, trip down there this weekend to do some last minute checks on some stuff. Gabriel Archer, member for 25 months. Are we allowed to join the butter eating contest if we're watching from home? Yes. Send in a video of you eating butter from home and we'll be the judge. We probably can't watch it live at Hackamania, but we'll play it definitely in the following week. Lunchbox Legend. Will Hackamania shows be broadcast on YouTube at a later date? Sorry for the poor chat. Yes. Yes. This is why it's not the end of the world. Hold on 1 second. So Thorough Joe Burrow just bought the Hackamania stream. Subscribe to my channels for 72-hour stream snipe. Ah, God damn it. God damn it. Yeah. Just like for the Clippers, and I reached out and told Doom this, I don't want to seem like an asshole. And I know we get a lot of blowback for the, strike talk, man. Like, if you're a Clipper Saturday night, Sunday, feel free to throw up clips. I don't really care. What I'd like you, there's actually two reasons for this. Number one, like, we're trying to make money on the event. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. You see the ticket prices. You see the stream prices. We're trying to make money on the event, and it's for people who love the show, love all these shows, love most of the shows. Whatever it is, you want to support these performers. They're coming out. They're spending the weekend here and putting in the time. And I thank you for everybody who's been buying the stuff. It's awesome. We couldn't do an event on this scale. I just added another hotel room. We're at 20 hotel rooms now. Flights, transportation costs for people who are driving in. I have to pay about four people for working the event, including security and Leah, who runs the table up front where you collect your badges all by yourself. Bless her heart. Be very, very nice to her and kind to her. She has to sit at the table and deal with you yokels the entire weekend long, but she'll be manning that table so you can pick up your badges. Some quick questions I want to answer about this stuff as we approach and maybe isn't clear. Badge pickup will start at 3 p.m. on Friday. There'll be a table outside the Sand Dollar. Leah will be there. Come early so there's not like a line. You'll be able to like basically an hour before the VIP party, you'll be able to pick up your badge, grab your stuff. She'll be there the whole weekend during the shows to pick up your badges as well. So if you get in late, I just got an inquiry from Jenny Jingles that somebody's coming in late at like 7 p.m. and wants to know, will they still be able to pick up badges? Absolutely. So don't worry about that. You'll be able to pick up your badges anytime, any day, as long as the event's going on. Like I'm saying about the Clippers, I'm not trying to make enemies out of Clippers. These Clippers are awesome. They do God's work clipping all these shows, especially on weeks where I can't get to like watching stuff to know what to pull up and where to look and in a 4-hour stream. So I'm not trying to make enemies out of the Clippers. I'm asking for your cooperation in earnest. Like, man, I've always had this kind of thing. Like, it's hard for me to file a copyright strike. I'm not really looking to file copyright strikes. I do got to do a couple. I'm hoping a couple people snipe on YouTube so I can do a couple. And that's only so I can get access to these copyright ID tools, because YouTube will not give them to me if we don't do that. But I'm not. And also, I can't worry about it. I just can't worry about snipers and stuff. This event is for the people who like the shows. We're not going to be burning a lot of calories and brain cycles worried about people who don't like the shows, hating on the shows. But another reason I would like the Clippers to hold off if they can, it's going to be very tempting. I'm telling you right now. It's going to be very tempting to post this little piggy stuff Friday night or Saturday during the day. I would ask for a united front that all the Clippers hold off on that stuff. For one main reason beside the obviously, like circumventing the live stream. Aaron gets 48 to 36 hours every weekend to powwow with SP and prepare spin and prepare responses to accusations that are made on this little piggy on Fridays. He doesn't do a show Friday night. He doesn't do a show Saturday. Sometimes he does a show on Sunday. Sometimes he doesn't. But the sooner he gets what we're dropping, the more time he has to work up a response that at least to him makes sense. If the Clippers put it out Friday night, Saturday, and again, it's going to be very tempting. He gets more time. I would like him to not have too much time. And I'd like him to just have to come on Sunday morning with Johnny. Okay, you get the point. You get the point. Also, to make this clear for the people purchasing the stream, there will be replayability. After the event ends, you will be able to replay it throughout the weekend. After that, shortly, it probably will disappear from the Hackamania website, but it is every show's intention, as far as I know, that all those shows will be available for free. We're not hiding anything. We're not tricking you. This isn't an Andrew Schultz. you got to buy the stream or else you'll never see it once it's gone. No, no, no. I'm telling you right now that all these shows will be available for free the following week. Tukey will put his show out on his channel. I'll put my show out on my channel. I'll put TLP out on my channel. Sorry, that's this little piggy in industry speak. Carl's show will be out, or the clips of it will be out on his channel. Dr. Steve show, which I assume is going to be amazing. The Creep Off, Biggest Problem in the Universe. These are all regular podcasts, and they'll all be available for free on their regular distribution channels. So don't feel bad if you can't afford to support the show. Don't feel bad if you can't, $30, I understand. Money's tight. The economy's bad. The tariffs are up. No problem. But if you have the $30 and you want to support the show and you can't make it, we do appreciate it. We appreciate everybody kicking in for that. We can't do these shows without that kind of support. So we appreciate that. Sorcerer said, did somebody say Hackamania King? Is this the real Sorcerer? Does anybody know that? Somebody told me that the Sorcerer is coming to this event. Now, I thought the Sorcerer was solely in the MLC camp. So I don't know. I don't know. Is the Sorcerer actually coming to this event? And if you are Sorcerer, I have a request to make. Bring some of them cookies. Bring some of those delicious chocolate chip cookies. I know my fat ass doesn't need it, but I'll be in the mood for a sweet treat. So could you whip up a batch of Dr. Sorcerer's famous chocolate chip cookies? They're fucking unreal. They're unreal. And this is not an MLC event, Sorcerer, so you do need to make several dozen of them. We actually have people coming to this meetup, so you can't just make a dozen and hand them out. You got to bring enough for the whole class. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Sorcerer's, okay. Hold on. Will there be banana bags? I do have some banana bag. They're not an official sponsor this year, but I'll bring some banana bag out. This stuff is fantastic. It tastes like absolute liquid chalk. It's not got the best flavor. I think part of that is they don't put like sweeteners in it. You know, a lot of these like supplement drinks or like hydration, hangover recovery things, they put like a bunch of sweeteners in there to make them taste better. They're not good. They're not great. But you get yourself a bottle of water, you drop one of these banana bags in there at the end of the night after you've been drinking all night, I'm telling you, you'll wake up feeling a million times better than you would on your own. So they're great. They keep you hydrated. They got all the electrolytes and stuff to replenish you when you're being a degenerate, whether you're smoking or drinking or whatever it is. I'll bring some banana bags. We'll hand some banana bags out. And they'll be just available for free on the table like last year. We will have a limited number of posters at the event. For people who haven't been able to go to nobodylikesonions.com and order your poster, by the way, we're selling them pre-framed too, because a lot of people like to get them framed. But we will have some posters at the event. They won't be for sale for cash or anything at the event. You'll have to like, you'll probably make you Venmo Leah for your posters. Man, I'm excited. It's really like, it's crunch time. It's go time. A lot of people are coming. If you're coming to the High Roller Dinner, please do us the favor of RSVPing to that email. There's still a few people who haven't done that yet, because I'm going to be assigning seats at tables. And if you don't have a seat, you literally won't have a seat. I assume if you don't answer that you're flaking and not coming. So none of the emails got rejected. So I know they're all correct email addresses. And please, please, please RSVP using the form in that email with your link. Okay, I think that's all the Hackamania news and stuff. Unless you guys have any other questions, let me know. Let me know. But it's going to be great, man. Hit the like button. We're doing it. We're doing it. It's going to be exciting, man. It's going to be exciting. And I'm excited to see all the fans again from last year and new faces who couldn't make it last year also coming out. Sorcerer says you owe me $5 for the cookie. We'll bring It's going to be just walking around with a little radio flyer wagon of cookies. And the VIP, so the VIP, if you have a VIP ticket, doors will open at 4 p.m. Come on in. You get a two-hour hang. We are providing food. There's going to be pizza. There's going to be chicken. There's going to be salad. There's going to be sandwiches. All that will be provided. It's part of your VIP package. And then you get unfettered access to harass the talent and the other VIPs. Just look out for that Charles Chance character. You heard about this guy? Charles Chance? He's put up a new video. And I think it's a great way to kick off our members-only show tonight. By the way, we're not even members-only yet. It's wide open. It's wide open. Okay, hold on. This guy, Net Flutter, he's the one who emailed me before the show. How do I get the Hackamania chat to work? Just wait. Everything will work. What are you trying? Who are you trying to chat with? Who are you trying to chat with? He emailed me before the show and he's like, hey, I bought the stream ticket and I'm clicking on the test stream, but it doesn't work. Yeah, it's next week. It's next week. So, yeah. Also, all those bonus streams, the test stream, the pre-show stream, the VIP dinner, the VIP reception stream, the karaoke stream, and some of Rocco's amazing walk-around streams will only be available to executive producer level tickets. So if you bought the $30 ticket, you don't get the behind the scenes stuff. You will get access to every show when it comes time. But yeah, if you didn't buy the $200 ticket, the real money maker, you know what I'm saying? You won't get access to all the behind the scenes stuff. But you don't want to watch a test stream anyway. Trust me, the gold will be in the shows. Okay? All right, I think that's it. I think we're good. Let's watch Charles Chance. This new video says I can only watch 6 minutes of my babble. I want to get a hold of this guy. Does anybody have a phone number or contact email for this man? Because by the way, people can film and stream the karaoke. I don't really care. What I really care about is the streaming of the. So, like, if you have your phone, you want to record Jenny Jangles doing her hits on the karaoke stage, go for it. Go for it. This is called I Can Only Watch 6 Minutes of My Babble. Let's see.
Greetings and salutations. Hi, guys.
I'd love to bring him up on stage. If we can get a hold of this guy and bring him up on stage at Hackamania, you know, it'd be like the next best thing to getting donkey lips or something. Can we get him? Can we get access to this man? I'll buy him a sandwich.
Fat Chance here in Las Vegas. First of all,
he always says here in Las Vegas, but he doesn't live in Las Vegas.
I'm in my
garage.
Safe space.
In my garage. I feel safe.
Yeah, which is the garage. Yeah, it's where I live. Yeah. I know. I get a lot of bitching, pushback. Be like, oh, by the way, this ain't for kids.
Don't let people make you feel bad for living in your mom's garage. As an old gray man, do not let people make you feel bad, Charles. You do what you got to do. You do what you got to do. You're not homeless. It looks like you've got a nice little setup there. You've got 9 vacuum cleaners. You've got a million hand trucks. You got a TV. You got a Singer sewing machine table. I thought he was in Fallon, Nevada. PAA podcast says he is in Vegas. What's going on?
Yeah. 18, older, whatever.
Whoa.
So now that's out of the way. But
We can't have any more old men talking about 18-year-olds on this channel. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's two in a row.
Yeah. What is what it is? It is. I know that's a little hibbity jibbity.
Jesus Christ.
If you guys are in the know, you're in the know, and you know, but some of you don't know, but, I'm a Gen Xer, that talks about pretty much anything is like,
what? Hold on. What's the limit? What's the range of a Gen Xer? I gotta ask a thing. What is Gen X? Gen X refers to individuals born between 1965 and 1980. Okay, what is a millennial? Between early 80s and mid 90s. Okay, so I'm Gen X, right on the edge of it. November 79. I'm a 70s child. I'm a 70s boy. Good to know. Good to know. I like to put some hard numbers on it, you know? Gen Xer. So we're both Gen Xers. He's probably just on the 65 end. And I'm on the 80 end. All right.
Current events, just everything. I'll talk about anything. Internet drama. Internet drama as it pertains to me.
Okay, he's 58, says PAA Podcast. 58.
Right now, I'm in the middle of... Well, there... Oh, wait, hold on.
Decentralized.
Look at this setup. Look at this setup. It's time for the patented...
Melton Zoom!
This is a fire hazard. Also, I think we need another power strip. Can you bring this to Hackamania? We need some of these cables. We need some of these cords. Holy shit. I mean, this looks like a whole shelf of alarm clocks. I mean, it looks like the opening scene of Short Circuit. Number Johnny 5 is alive. I mean, what is he assembling in this room? There's so many. He needs cable management. Look, this isn't even plugged into anything. I think there's an iron.
Another one of these fucking right-wing con words that con artists use in our space.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of watching Ethan Van Sciver eviscerate Air July, you know.
Who has more of a chance of a fire in their garage? Me with an electric vehicle or this guy? Keep in mind, all my electric was done by a certified Tesla technician. I'm permitted and everything.
Hibbity jibbity. And people, you know, you guys can ask what you want. I don't care. It was like, you know, like, oh. Yeah, just I read your comments.
He's always making these noises too. I like that Gabby Bell. She reminds me of my ex.
And actually, I sit there and I was like, man, it's like, oh, these guys. Man, some of you guys are vicious as fuck. it's good.
Wear your thin skin to Hackamania, Charles.
You know, but man.
And the way his eyes roll up in his head, it's crazy. I know he's on like a lot of medication, but no, I didn't pull a gun on the electrician. I threatened to pull a gun. I'm nuts, man. What do you want from me?
I'm lucky. Why am I lucky? Because I don't rely upon any of you guys. I don't have to sit there and, you know, I don't have to dick ride you guys. You know, like, oh, you're the best. You know, whatever. I don't even give a flying fuck.
Good on you, Charles.
Like, you know, I want you to watch my watch my videos. You know, it's like one of those things. Like,
oh, by the way, his real name is Charles. If your real name is not on your ticket and you don't have an ID that says the name you bought your Hackamania ticket with, get in touch. We need to get that straightened out because that's how we're going to look up and give you your ticket. Don't make work for poor Leah at the check-in table, please. Jesus Christ. You don't have to wear a name tag that doxes you or anything, but we do need to like be able to give you your ticket and prove it's you. You know, we don't have that Ticketmaster safe tick system. You know, so if you don't have an ID that proves you're the person on the ticket, you don't get the ticket. That's a fact, Jack.
Oh, you know, whatever. It's like, dude, you don't have to dick ride me. You're not. You know, I don't get any money. Zero.
Well, we're going to take up a collection for you at Hackamania.
You know, I don't make any money off this. I do this for...
And it's got to be a real ID. If you don't have a real ID or a Costco membership card with your name on it, it's going to be bad.
You know, entertainment purpose, whatever. I'll tell you about Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, you know, like, it's in the title. Fat Chance in Vegas. It's like, you want to see a dark side? Go up Dean Martin, you know, I'm way at the south, but... Go up Dean Martin Boulevard. Yeah. You'll see the dark side. But, you know, like, and a creator.
So hold on. If he lives in South Vegas, why is he getting a hotel room? I guess I live in Vegas and I'm getting a hotel room. But I'm running an event. On premises. I gotta be there.
That I respect, and she's...
You know, by the way, any women under 35 without kids who want to come to my hotel room...
She helped me out over the years. I mean, she, not personally. I watched her videos, and I'm like, oh. You know, it's Wonder Hussy Presents. Wonder Hussy. Just... Wonder Hussy. I may hashtag it, but anyway, another Las Vegas personality, Jacob's Life in Vegas.
Spectre said they don't. Fair enough. Roasted.
Vegas. You know, I'm doing all this on memory. You guys got to understand. Yeah, whatever.
Connor makes a good point. If you lived in a garage, wouldn't you want to get a hotel room too? Yeah, I guess. I guess that makes sense.
I'm trying to get off of...
opiates?
Another video that is in the works is like a cognitive offloading, which I think is kind of fascinating, but oh well. You know, it's like there's a guy that's he walks around Las Vegas, and you know, his name's like, I think his name's Steve. Why?
Steven Bravo?
The guy's name's Steve. I don't know. But he's like not leaving Las Vegas. That's his channel. It was like,
oh yeah, this guy.
But he walks around.
He like every weekend this dude like walks the entire strip, or like from downtown to, he does a live stream where he just walks. That's why I want to do that, but I want to do it in the Tesla. That's the Tesla taxi idea. I got so many channel ideas. One day I'll start a new channel. But I can't do it. I like Richard Leland Neal, that's the problem. None of your channels are taking off because you got too many channels.
And it's pretty cool. It's like, yeah, I'm not walking around Las Vegas. Trust me.
We believe you. It'd be like if I said I don't walk around Las Vegas. People would go, yeah, it doesn't look like it. No one's accusing you of that, Melton.
It was like, I got a little convention thing to go to. And then once I get that done, you know, then I can get my bike fixed. Then I can put like, you know, little attachment on there. And then, you know, but anyway.
I would love to see a biking stream with this guy.
I don't know if that's all the shout outs I have to do.
Shut up, Tug Simp!
Or want to do. Like, and these aren't sponsored or paid for. Nope. I don't see a penny. But
he says this every stream. Like, we all can't believe he's not raking in the money.
Yeah, and I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to be Dark Side Phil. I'm not going to be Aaron Imhold.
Look at this. Charles Chance watches our show to learn what not to do. This guy's smart. I'm telling you, we're going to make this guy a star. His 24 views on this video be damned. We're going to blow him up.
I'm not going to be any of those, yo.
Aaron Imhold.
I'm not going to be an e-beggar, you know.
Stay away from it. It's hard to stop once you start. Believe me. Randall Report says, if you watch G.I. Joe as a kid, you're not from Gen X. Is that true? I watched a little G.I. Joe when I was a kid.
It's like, please don't make me successful to the point where it's like, oh my God, I got 100,000 people. Oh shit, I've got a, yo. No, man.
Why is his shirt unbuttoned like he's Scarface? Oh God. I hope it starts getting buttoned up at one point. I hope he's wearing pants. I hope he doesn't stand up in a minute and we have to say hello to his little friend.
I live in like.
Is that a surgery scar or a boob?
The real world. It's like, you know, every dollar you earn is a dollar, you know. Like
every dollar you're in.
You know, I'm in a constant state, me personally. If you guys were in, you know, on the backside of, you know, what I have to worry about, I'd be like, you know, it'd suck, but it sucks. Videos only make money if you're bitching about Star Wars, bitching about the comic industry, bitching
Snow White.
About this,
Snow
bitching
White.
About that. It's like, man, I don't want to hate channel. You know, like, man, it's like, and that's what a lot of these birthday party clowns or zeros or.
There's no way to talk about Keith and the girl.
Griftosphere people, you know, that's all they do is like, they either beg or, you know, Star Wars is dead or. The movie industry is dead, or this is dead, or that shit's dead.
Hey, Cardiff's kids! I think you gotta paint this guy and present it to him in person at Hackamania.
You know, it's like. You know, it's like you go to a movie. Just watch a movie. You just go there. Be like, man, I'm wanting to watch. I just go right down the street and, you know.
I just go to the AMC 6, treat myself to a small popcorn.
I have a casino near me. It's like, and it's like, I want to watch the movie Sinners.
Oh, where is he? He must be he's near a casino with a theater in it. So it's got to be one of like station casinos or like the Orleans or something.
Everybody's telling me, oh, it's shit. There's other people. Your boy Zach is telling me, man, it's pretty good. He's going to see it for a second time.
Can you wait to see this guy drunk? Like, holy shit. Like, this is him just on his regular daily regimen of whatever pill cocktail. Like, imagine him getting sloshed. Imagine him just getting rough.
Watch the video over and just, you know, dissect it. It was like, your boy Zach, Richard C. Myers, you know, look him up. I really like the guy. He totally got shafted by, by that Aussie cunt, you know, did an interview with, yeah, just look up Richard C. Myers. Yeah, or Richard C. Meyer.
And by the way, to everyone who's emailed me asking, Tom Baum will be at the event. If you know, you know.
Is it plural? Maybe Richard will reach out to me.
It's Kool-Aid's birthday. Maybe Kool-Aid will come out. Be great to get him in. That'll fill the room.
But, you know, hey, I bought comics from a bunch of, I bought comic books, not a speculator. I just buy what I like.
You know what pisses me off? I was into comic books a little bit when I was young, and somewhere I have, somewhere in this house, in some box stored somewhere, I have like all these Marvel cards, which I'm told are worth decent money now. You know, not that I want to sell them, but like, I'd like to know, and I can't find them. There were those like, they're pretty cool looking cards back when, like, in the 90s. They had like a whole new look to them. They didn't have like the frame around them and stuff. They were like all comic art, like the whole card. And they had like hologram versions. Connor says they're not worth any money. But anyway, I remember I have like all the hologram ones. I had like complete sets of them. But I don't know. Connor says don't start with this pack. Come on. You know what? I don't even care, like, because it's comic book shit, but, like, it was right. It was like when I was into comics, it was right around the time when I got out of comics was like when the Superman's dead stuff all happened. But there was like a time from like late elementary school through middle school where I was like into comics. And I think I have some pretty good, I know I had like some stuff that was worth a decent amount of money. I have a one of them that I know it was worth money back then was like the Amazing Spider-Man Hobgoblin reveal issue. This sounds so fucking gay. But the thing that annoys me the most is that I can't find them. Like I just can't fucking find them. So that really annoys me.
Yeah.
But Charles is still collecting comics. That's pretty cool.
Shane Davis.
I wish I still had Pogs. That was like early elementary school. I wish I still had my Alf Pogs.
And Skyver bought their comics. Yeah. You're a child there. Fat Chance.
Oh, fuck. He cut me off.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. I get it. But anyway, I just want to say...
No, they're not in the attic or the basement. They were all nicely in sleeves and binders and, like, stored well. I just don't... They're in a box. They're either in a closet or they're in like my under the stairs storage or they're in the garage. I recently like cleaned out my garage, so I don't think they're in there. I had to make room for the Tesla.
That I do appreciate that, you know, any and all that's actually just, you know, took a minute to.
By the way, yes, Rakeda did send the fridge. Rakeda sent the fridge. I got the receipt, the tracking number. You got to give it up for Nick Rakeda because he spent over $200 to send this fridge. And you know that little fridge didn't even cost $200. Over $200 to send this fridge. Almost every penny he's made off the Kurt voice.
You know, watch 13 minutes of this bullshit is like, man, I've got a library of shit back in my, you know, back in my cranium. So, you know, hell, it's like, I'll give you a cooking show. I can, you know, I can cook. Yeah. I can cook. Trust me.
You just need a kitchen. You just need a kitchen.
From the time
I can cook. You can't go to the bathroom without going into the main house. I can cook. What, on your sewing machine table? Do you have a hot plate? What's going on?
I was... I don't know, eight maybe. It was like, could have been earlier. I don't know. It was like, I know I was making egg sandwiches.
Gross.
And any kind of that shit by, you know, easily by 10. man, I was cooking like, eggs and
name another food. Chicken, everything. Dude, I used to make egg sandwiches and eggs.
What else? Yeah, grilled cheese sandwiches
with egg,
whatever, kid food. you know, like,
it's like nobody air fries chicken fingers like this guy.
And I grew up is like made of crawfish. It was like freshman year in high school when I had home economics. It was like one of my award-winning dishes was a crawfish etouffee. You know, like, I can cook. It's like beans, cornbread, whatever. Name a southern dish, I can cook it.
Grits? Okra? Yeah.
Everybody says
collard greens.
Yeah. What it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is, guys.
But anyway, 15:30. I think that's all you guys can.
No, there's. He's like Bauer. All right, I'm signing off in 2 minutes.
Suffer with.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
I will. I will cook a Midwestern style spaghetti red. And for you guys that don't know, spaghetti red, it's like a chili sauce over spaghetti. Spaghetti red.
Chili Mac.
Skyline. Look up Joplin, Missouri. Spaghetti red. Blah, blah, blah.
Chili John's.
Like, yeah, I can make that. Like that. They also have one in, where's it called? Skyline. Skyline.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
They use a hella more cheese. And, oh, trust me, I like cheese.
Like, oh, yeah, go get some old Velveeta and eat it for money.
Yeah. You know, my arteries don't like it, so that's why I take Simvastatin,
okay.
Rovitussin, whatever. But
don't you just want to sweep Nick away at Hackamania and go to a hotel room and do some lines with him? We all turn in our phones. It's top secret. Just for the old days, Nick. Just for fun. Just so we can say we did coke with Nick Riccata. I'll come out of retirement for that. You know, we'll bring KB up there. We'll do it all for tits. Or we'll use mine. I don't really.
I'll either get likes and views or whatever. My 3-minute videos. Holy crap. I got some of them that's 600 views?
Fuck yeah.
Man, I guess for a 3-minute video. Welcome to short attention span. Peace out, Boy Scout.
All right, I have been sent Charles Chance's email address, contact information. So I will be getting in touch with this guy. And, yeah. Yeah, Nick, you do a line from my hump to my asshole. And when you get down to the asshole, really dig your nose in there. You got quite the schnoz. So I want to feel it in my prostate. You know what I mean?
Well, Melton, you are taking so many L's with super tip lawsuits and the failed upcoming event that Riccata is sending you a used drug den refrigerator. Another win for the toe.
I do have no refrigerator.
We are going to get Nick an old school Coca-Cola or we'll do it with a beer. He just can't drink it. He's got to demonstrate to us how you open up a, I guess you can't even be seen holding a beer and opening a beer. It'll get photographed and turned into some sort of probation officer. But, you know, for people who don't know, Aaron bought this fridge and it came with like a bottle opener that you like screw onto the side of it. And Aaron hooked it upside down. Aaron put it on upside down and never bothered to straighten it out. So we do have to like demonstrate how to open a beer on the upside down on the upside down bottle opener.
I can cook too.
Oh shit.
I can make scrambled eggs over easy eggs, poached eggs, hard boiled eggs, egg and cheese sandwich, egg salad sandwich, egg ham and cheese sandwich, eggs Benedict, sunny side eggs. Masturbate to that.
Fried shrimp, boiled shrimp. Purple Possum says that dude Gandalf motherfucker probably has the best hash. Ugh, I don't enjoy hash. The only time I ever smoked hash was like in Europe, and that's all you could get was hash. Yeah. That sounds gross. Anyway, Charles Chance, I will be getting in touch. I will be reaching out. We'd love to have you come up on stage for 5 or 10 minutes and just tell us what happened. We just need to know. Where did it all go wrong? What's your advice to the kids? I think that's fair. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been wanting to cover this for a long time. I've been really looking forward to the 420 Awards with our buddy Derek Savage. He promised that this would air on Sunday, April 20th. I was in New York. It's Easter. And I've been looking forward to watching it. Now, surprise, surprise, when you go to the 420 Awards website or YouTube channel, it don't exist. It's not bink here. There's a lot of teaser material, but the 420 Awards have not been posted yet. You get a lot of this kind of thing.
Hey, guys, I tell you what, I'm doing the final editing on 420 Awards, and my Lordy B, I had to take a break and share it with you.
Lordy B.
This is the funnest.
Lordy B. Tra-la-la. Tra-la-la, Lordy B.
Hey, guys, I tell you what, I'm doing the final editing on 420 Awards, and my Lordy B, I had to take a break and share it with you because I think this is the funnest one yet. Hey,
what's going on with the teeth? By the way, how's this guy doing? I mean, what the fuck is that? Did you buy the wrong color grout? What's going on? What's going on here? Like he's, and also this is just an insane face. It's like, and he's missing a bottom tooth too. You're not even supposed to have a center tooth. I'll tell you that right now. I just got back from the dentist. I was staring at my chart. I did the math on it. 16 on top, 16 on bottom. You should have a line splitting your teeth right down the middle. You're not supposed to be missing a center bottom tooth. Like, this is just, dude, there's brown here. There's brown here. There's brown here. There's brown here. It's just like tons of ganache all over his fucking teeth. And then you got to ask yourself how well this guy's doing, because this is an external door. As you know, there's a deadbolt. He's got a handle. He's got a deadbolt. It looks like he put the club on it so nobody can break in. And then right when you walk in his front door, there's weights. Like, tell me you live alone without telling me you live alone. Tell me you're a bachelor without telling me you're a bachelor. You walk in the room and there's just weights. And then you make a 30-second video to tell us how well the 420 Award editing is going.
Hey, guys, I tell you what, I'm doing the final editing on 420 Awards, and my Lordy B, I had to take a break and share it with you because I think this is the funnest one yet. Hey, it's tomorrow, 420. The date is 419. So I hope you guys watch the show. The link is below. And hey, get ready.
Wait, is that weights? What is that? It's a studio light. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was like you had the Nordic track or something. Also, like, this is art like that doesn't even really exist. This is like hotel room art. You know? Like, what's going on?
Have a good time.
Charles Chance's place is decorated better than Daddy Derek's.
The show. The link is below. And, hey, get ready to have a good time. I'm just laughing watching. It's so fun. Okay, guys. I'll see you in a little bit. I got to get back to work here.
Just a little break. So his whole channel is filled with stuff like that. So I don't know. There's a 420 Awards trailer. He cut together a trailer.
Hey, we are so excited for this show, and we are so happy you're here to visit with us.
Ooh, look at this suit. Look at this suit. I don't know if the trope holds when you're like old and gray that you're wearing your dad's suit, but like the shoulder pads are, you know, sloughing down this whole area. Is this a woman's blazer? I don't even know. I don't know how you get that kind of a sag. And then I thought he had the second button buttoned. But then look at the, like, the pants don't match. And not in a good, you know, like, if you wear a navy blazer with some khakis, it looks fine. But you can't try to pull this off. You can't try to pull off gray pants with a grayer suit top. And it's long, too. Like, look how long it is. Yeah, he looks like Paula Poundstone. Oh, fuck.
Hey, we are so excited for this show, and we are so happy you're here to visit with us.
You always want to shoot an award show in a room with 12-inch tile. It's best for the acoustics if you shoot in a room with tile so that the sound really carries.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 420 Awards.
Now, just going to check out who won the 420 Awards favorite hottest actress. And the winner is... Well, our 420 Awards friend, Mr. Stephen Pearl, knows her agents. So come on over here and accept this mighty fine award.
How you doing, my friend? There you go, look at this beautiful award. Oh, I love it. I gladly accept this beautiful...
Listen to that camera audio.
420 award, and Derek, it's good to see you back in men's clothes again. You're looking sharp.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, wow, guys, I'm so happy to announce this next act because we have the 420 band. Come on
now, there's two audio streams and they're not synced up. There's like a weird reverb.
Right here, guys. Yay! It's Blood Boy, Lady Leaf, and Doobie Doo singing their new song.
Can you imagine being this guy's age and spending time on this? I wonder if I could pay him like $100 and have these three come out. Blunt Boy, Doobie Doo, and Lady Leaf. I wonder if we could get him on stage at Hackamania. It's a short notice, but I think we throw him just a couple of bucks.
Come on out of here, Hood Rat. Let's make my heart feel good, and I just want to say to you, always remember this. It's God.
Now, what's crazy is we know that Derek is Hood Rat. Derek does the voice for Hood Rat. So... how did they shoot this? He pre-recorded some voiceover or he added it in later?
Oh, yeah, I like Trump. I'm Hood Rat.
Good, and I just want to say to you, always remember this. It's God, family, and doing the right thing. That's what Hood Rat wishes for you. Yo-yo. Yo-yo. My name is Hood Rat, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like every person should. I'm very positive, because good things are coming. I'm talking about 420 Awards, the coolest award show.
Hold on, Vimeo links? Oh, is it only on Vimeo? Do we have to buy it? Is there hood? Hold on, are there 420 awards? Holy shit, we might be able to get this. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe he's not going to put it on you. He's doing the Andrew Schultz thing. You got to buy it. I'll buy it tonight. We'll watch it tonight. I ain't scared.
Coke and everything's good in my life, really good. And even know who I am, you can come to my house, you can come to my house, you can burn my house to ground, you can kill my grandma, you can kill my dog, you can fuck my dog, and steal my regular time. I'm going to get down. I feel like crap. I need more. Ah! Sun goes up, the sun goes down. The sun goes up, the sun comes down.
Oh, no.
Ending. Take one.
That's how they do it at the Oscars. There's a slate.
Hey, everybody. Hey, we're just coming at you at the end of 420 Awards. Just wanted to say thank you for enjoying the show. Or thank
yeah,
you.
Look, when Hood Rat's rapping live.
Remember when you pranked called Derek pretending to be the craft services director for Beowulf? That was funny.
Did I really do that? I have no memory of that.
For watching this show, and we hope you enjoyed it. And I tell you what, from Hood Rat, Steven.
Because when Derek is in the Hood Rat costume, he fills that hoodie out way more.
Pearl and me, Derek Savage. Hey, you guys have a really cool evening, man. All right, Steven, say something. Right there.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Steve.
Say something to him. Peace and love from.
And audio cuts in.
Hey guys, you take it easy now.
Oh no, oh no. Fuck. Okay, so hold on. We might have 420 awards. Look at all these previews.
Hey guys, I tell you what, I'm doing the just finishing up on 420 Awards, and what a cool show. But hey, I do read your comments, and I see that there is a big 420 Awards fan by the name of Scott. Unfortunately, he passed. A lot of people have asked me to do like a tribute to him, you know, with some other 420 Awards fans when I'm doing the tributes and everything. Should I do one for Scott? I have no idea who he is, but apparently he has turned a lot of you guys onto the 420 Awards, and then, you know, he had an accident. I'm not sure what happened, but the man is not with us anymore. So, hey, should we do a tribute to him?
He had an accident on his doobie dirt bike.
We've never done that yet. Here, put the comments down, and it. Be sure to watch the show on April the 20th. Yes, sirree. Links below. Okay, guys. Take care.
Okay, hold on. Just so you know, this tribute to Scott, should I do a tribute to Scott?
Hey, guys, I tell you.
Is very Chad Zumok energy, but look at the name of this video. Tribute to Scoot. Should Derek do one? Okay, guys, What should I do? Should I do a tribute to Scoot or Scott?
Come on over here, Doobie Doo. Here you go, buddy. Check that out, man.
Oh, this award is awesome, and I know Ed will love it. And I love the 420 Awards. Thank you so much. Yay.
Thank you, Doobie Doo. Okay.
Stealing Carrot Top's haircut.
Thank you, Jay. Good act, my friend. Good act. And guys, I tell you what. It is time for a very, very special treat. Yes, it is. So happy to announce this next act because we have the 420 band. Come on out here, guys. Yay!
Hold on, Scott's checking in.
What the hell? I died. Where am I? Help me, Jesus. Boy, let me tell you. Find some old hippie that makes bubble hash. Got some from a friend. Wasn't 20 minutes, and I was talking to my ancestors. I could feel them, Mr. Melton.
I might dip into the weed at Hackamania. I might sample the goods.
Oh, man, sorry. I'm laughing so much, y'all. I just got done talking with Coach Scott and everyone down at the courthouse. They're so nice, I tell you.
It all went wrong when he choked. His stepson... And then a car backed up onto his other stepson, and he witnessed it. He then left his wife and her son because he was so traumatized by what he saw.
Boy, Lady Leaf and Doobie Doo singing their new song.
Yo, 420 Awards rocks. Shake, shake, shake. Shake those leaves.
It's so sad to like just do this in an empty house and pretend you're like filming an award show. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, I don't.
There's an award show that I love to watch. It's the coolest award show, and it really rocks. It's called 420 Award Show, and I love the name. This show makes me feel good, and I love that a lot.
The 420 Awards is an exciting show. It makes me super happy, and I love it so. The 420 Awards enriches my soul. It makes me boogie, and it rocks and rolls.
I love to party, and my parties are always hot. I love to have fun, and I have fun every night. 420 Awards is awesome. I watch.
Why is there a chain on this blunt?
Watch it every year. It's a badass award show, and 420 Awards rocks.
Shake those leaves.
I heard that one of those kids that got touched by Michael Jackson did all the choreography for this.
I love to dance and have fun all day. I love to eat well and live my very best life. The 420 Awards is an awesome event.
It's not even a weed leaf. It's just kale.
My favorite show, and 420 Awards really rocks.
I'm feeling cool because I'm with my friends. I'm dancing around.
Yeah, I was thinking that the guy who does the blunt voice is black, too. If you really have a black guy, why not get him to be Hood Rat? This makes no sense.
And singing a song. It's a special day, and I'm loving life. I'm entertained, and 420 Awards rocks.
If you want to be a rapper, you'll love 420 Awards. If you want to be a singer, you better watch 420 Awards. If you want to be a rocker, drive to
be on... Is the cameraman high? What's going on?
420 Awards. We're the 420 band, and we're the hip-hop band.
None of them have an instrument. There's a guitar on a stand back there. But they're the 420 band. They're the 420 band.
Shake those leaves.
The 420 Awards is awesome to watch.
Hold on. That's clearly a dude.
Shake those.
Like, this is a dude. But it's Lady Leaf. Is that Stuttering John? Oh, you caught me.
If you pay me, I will come. I don't do anything for free.
Is that Stuttering John?
Sleeves.
The 420 Awards is awesome to watch. It's the coolest awards show there's ever been. I might take a puff while watching the show. It airs on April 20th, and 420 Awards rocks.
The 420 Awards excites me so. I like to get high while watching the show. I always have fun seeing who won. It's the coolest awards show, and 420 Awards rocks.
420 Awards rocks, and don't you argue with me. It's a badass show, and it's the one for me.
That's an AI voice. Is that the Godfrey AI? What's happening here?
Drinky McDrinkle Drunk, Drinky McSingle Spunk, Sticky McFleetwood Chunk, Drippy Wick Blinker Dunk.
Okay. Beloved Chatter says, do we think this is all footage from previous years? I saw you comment that the other day. I don't think so. Because Lady Leaf is a new introduction. But yeah, if we watch the whole awards, we'll be able to watch for that kind of stuff. I don't think so, though.
See us performing at the event. We're the official band, and get ready to rock. Shake.
Are we rocking?
Those leaves.
Shake the leaves.
Yay, you guys are the best. And 420 Awards rock. Shake, shake, shake.
That guy.
Shake, shake, shake. Seeds and stems.
I gotta say, that was absolutely spectacular.
That was great. That was great. What is... And then Hood Rat did a new song?
All right. Hey, I tell you what. Hood Rat is about to perform his brand new song for us. So let me go in and grab that award. And Hood Rat, it is time to knock it down. Let me go.
Take it away.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cool Cat is anti-drug. But, like, he's full of contradictions because Daddy Derek writes like these Harlequin romance novels, but he's also a Christian. But then he writes these novels about Jesus where he's all like ripped on the cover. It's fucking weird, man.
I'm so honored to be up here in the 420 Awards singing my brand new song. And I wrote this song just for this great, great experience right here. Being on the
This song is called Hood Rat Loves Awards.
420 Awards, yes, yes, yes. And the new song is Hood Rat Loves Awards.
This is going great.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is Hood Rat, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like every person should. I'm very positive, because good things are coming. I'm talking about 420 Awards, the coolest award show. The Oscars and Golden Globes have got too political. I'm sick of all the Hollywood fools talking down to us.
It sounds like he can't breathe. I'm almost out of air. I really need some help. I can't breathe. I need help. I gotta tell you about the coolest award.
I gave up award shows till I found the one. It's 420 Awards, and it makes my heart feel warm. 420 Awards rock.
Who mixed this?
As other award shows suck. 420 Awards makes me happy. As others drain my soul. 420 Awards is non-woke. As others are polluted that way. 420 Awards is for us. As the others are for the snobby elites. Hood Rat is like you. I love to have fun. I hang with my friends and family like all people should. I like to be entertained, and I like it a lot. That's why I love the 420 Awards show. 420 Awards stand strong as Oscars and Golden Globes ratings suck. I'm sick of Hollywood pushing politics down our throat. I just want to sit back and be entertained.
Yeah, Mooney makes a good point. Is Hood Rat, who had a song about Donald Trump being awesome, complaining about how political the Oscars are?
20 awards lift me up. As other award shows bring me down. 420 Awards rock, as other award shows suck. 420 Awards makes me happy, as others drain my soul. 420 Awards is non-woke, as others are polluted that way. 420 Awards is for us, as the others are for the snobby elites. I hope you love these righteous beats. Just remember, Hood Rat is here for you. I love sharing positive things. And the word is, 420 Awards is for people who want to be entertained. Yo, yo, yo.
Hey. I want to be entertained.
This is Hood Rat, and I endorse the 420 Awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, whoa.
All right, man. Hood Rat.
Okay. I just got an email with a link to the 420 Awards. So we can watch this. It is a thing that exists. You can rent it for 420. I don't know. Should we? Here's a video called, real quick, You Might Be Mad at Derek. You Might Be Mad at Derek. I wonder what this is about.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. I got a little confession to make here, and I'm sure a few of you are going to be mad at me, and I don't blame you. But, hey, I did the right thing. Now, for the first time ever in 420 Awards, we had a tie. And I had to do the tiebreaker. And the tie was, one of them was Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog. Yes, in the very first nomination. And Cool Cat literally was tied straight across the board with another movie. You have to look at the 420 Awards show to know which one I'm speaking of. But the thing is, I knew if I just threw it to Cool Cat's side, it wouldn't be the right thing. So what I did is I prayed to God, to Jesus, and to Mars Easter. So happy Easter to everybody. Hey.
Now, I think he's probably in the running with Aaron Emholt for Daddy Easter. Because you got Daddy Derek having Easter. And then you got Aaron Emholt having Daddy Easter. What's the real Daddy Easter?
He is risen, baby doll. Amen on that. And I said to Jesus, I said, okay, it's up to you, brother. You do it. I'm going to flip a coin here. And I reached in my pocket. I had a real shiny penny. And I put it in my hand, shook it up so I didn't know what was in there. About to flip it. I said, Jesus, if it comes up heads, the other movie wins. If it comes up tails, then, hey, Cool Cat's rocking and rolling. But I knew that if I
just... So he let Jesus pick it and also a coin toss.
Chose Cool Cat right off the bat. Oh, there's going to be the haters out there saying, it's Derek's award show. He creates all this stuff, so it's all fake. No, it's not. And the thing, I flipped it, and it come up just bam. Didn't even really flip on the tile floor where it usually does. It just, bam, hit straight with head. So the other movie got it. I did the right thing. And, you know, hey, you guys choose who wins. Next year, Cool Cat versus Dirty Dog is going to be up. But what I'm about to do is also one of my thought points on it. You know, the movie that won had a major budget. It was out there in the theaters. Mine wasn't because it hasn't been. I haven't put it out there, you know, for everyone to watch it yet. And I'm about...
Yeah, Miramax is still taking their time with distribution. What world is this old man in? And then he thinks he has to make this excuse video where he's like... Look, some of you are going to be mad at me, and you're going to be like, this is a fake award show. No, it's not. No, it's not.
To do that. And so next year, we could take the trophy. You know, the Cool Cat could win the trophy. So, hey, guys, I just wanted to share that with you. You know, hey, we did the right thing. We flipped a coin, and it
that is how they do it.
It come up our way, but, hey, you know, we got to go right. Remember, always try to do the right thing. That's the best way to go.
What would Cool Cat do? That's what I always say. What would Cool Cat do? Okay, we're gonna rent this. Somebody just asked what the baby eagles are up to. That's a great point. Friends of Big Bear Valley. I don't know. I haven't checked those eagles out in forever. Oh, boy. I don't know if that's the babies are gone. They're all dead. Or is this one of the babies? I honestly don't know. They have two live cameras. Hold on. No, that's the same one. Are there any clips? Family togetherness? Let's see. Oh, here's the two babies. They got to be flying now, right? Look at them. They look like real birds. Family togetherness. Wonderful wings. Have they flown? Flying and flapping. I don't know. I think those are the parents, though. I don't know. Holy shit, they're ugly. They're starting to look like real birds, though. They got their yellow feet. One day they're just going to jump out. One day they're just going to fucking jump out. They have not left the nest yet. Okay. Soon, right? So hold on. If we go to the live cams, then they should be there, right? We just can't see them because they're dark. Are we sure that they're hers? Got them. Got them birds. All right, we're going to make it members only now. We have not been members only. Thank you to everybody for watching. We're going to officially lock it down and go to our members only situation. If you're not a member, it's $1.99. And if you don't have $1.99, Kevin Brennan's live and it's his birthday, right?
Yeah. Kevin Brennan's live. You can go wish him a happy birthday.
Hey, do you want to see the rest of this episode? Join The Overdose or The Overdose Light right here on YouTube now. Get access to most shows that we do immediately right after they air with The Overdose Light membership here on the channel. You don't even have to leave YouTube to support the show and catch most of the content. Join Overdose Light right through YouTube, just like any other membership, and get access today. Or head over to NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose and join The Overdose today. Joining The Overdose gets you access to everything in The Overdose Light level, plus even more exclusive content, RSS feeds that come straight to any podcast player of your choice that give you audio versions of every show, every special show, and every bit of bonus content that we have, plus access to the entire archives going back all the way to 2005. Everything this show's ever done. Thousands and thousands of hours of content for you to enjoy. Audio and video only at The Overdose at NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Overdose or Overdose Light. Your choice. There's never been a better way to support the show. Thanks for subscribing.